The Pure Jamie Milne Podcast. Where we have a dream to create a community full of happy, healthy, and knowledgeable people who create global positive change through sharing their journey. Tune in, saddle up, and listen in. Be inspired.
Wow, Leanne.
Here we go.
Leanne, do you want to introduce us?
Hi, I'm Leanne from Think Coaching and Hypnotherapy. This is my excellent, which side? This side. This is my bestie, my partner in crime, my business partner. We've known each other for a very long time. Shan, she's the, I'm going to call her like the brains trust, all techie stuff, but she's, absolute champion. And yeah, we've teamed up after doing some personal growth ourselves, after being in some really challenging places, decided that we'd support each other because, we rise by lifting each other up to go on this journey of self-discovery together. And here we are now doing more work for ourselves, but also bringing that to women in our communities to help support them get back on their feet.
Yeah. We're both country women. So we both first met in Cairns many, many moons ago. We were run amucks. We've done the tough life stuff. But we really are passionate about supporting people in regional places as well. So we take it out to the country. We'll work with anyone online in Australia, no matter where they are. And just really about helping people to access quality mental health support that kind of, it's not about sitting with, sitting down and just talking about problems all the time. It's about actually getting some solutions happening for people. So we both have a history of mental illness. Would we call it that, Leanne? I guess I would for myself.
And we've both
overcome it as well and gone on to discover that there really is a life worth living. Whereas, I mean, once upon a time, I was sort of thinking, well, maybe it's not. So, yeah, we've both been on a pretty tremendous marathon of mental health recovery and now, well and truly into the mindset journey of things, but coming at it from a very holistic approach as well, where we're not huge players out there wanting to, do massive things. We just want to do small things that build up and work well for people and just help people believe in themselves again and get past the shit that gets in the way. Yeah. So that's pretty much us in a nutshell.
Oh, and that was a very good nutshell. And I love on your guys' website, you sort of touched on a little bit there. You're like, from little things, big things grow.
Yeah.
And I'm just so impressed by that.
Yeah.
And I know you guys, you use a lot of transformative therapies. You do a lot of mindset work, mentoring for women. And you both shared a little bit of sort of what's led you to this path and this collaboration and through your own journey. And that was probably going to be my first sort of question, to be honest, but you guys in your divine wisdom, you already knew that. So, but even like, even if you don't mind, like even like a minute or two each, like we know about the whole, the why we do what we do and why is going to trump any what, any how every day of the week. And I'm really interested as to why, beyond what you mentioned, why you guys came together and why you do what you do. Like I would be very interested in that.
Yeah.
You guys have got a minute or so each or something to just give us a little why beyond what you said.
Yeah.
Go for it, Leanne. I'll
so for me, it's really important. The importance for me to be doing this work is, I guess, I want other women to understand that, whenever we get into these places where we feel stuck or we feel overwhelmed or we feel helpless and hopeless and we are struggling, I want them to know that it doesn't last. You don't have to stay there. And there are ways to get out and then it's actually okay to reach out for support. And that was literally what led me into doing this work was I ended up with postnatal depression with my firstborn child. And for me, the hardest step was actually picking up the phone and ringing my friend and saying, hey, I'm actually not okay. Can you come to my home? I need you right now. And that, I think that's so important for women and men to understand that, you know, it's actually okay to ask for help. We need it. We're human beings. We're not perfect. We're going to buckle under pressure sometimes. There's going to be challenges, but knowing that all it takes is to just pick up the phone and ask somebody and get that support. If I hadn't have done that, I have no idea where I would be right now, because I was in a really bad place. It was a really dark place for me. And so, move forward to where I am now, I'm a very different version to the person I was. And I know that all of these things that transpired during that time were literally just shit going on in my mind, because I was an exhausted mother with a baby that didn't sleep, and I was tired and I was strung out and I needed help. And so, you know, I guess out in this community, I also understand that there are women in a similar situation. They might be farmers' wives that, you know, they're picking up the slack while their husbands are out working, or, you know, they've got, you know, issues with, you know, kids and things like that. But it's really important to be able to have that support that you can just access without, like sometimes in small towns you have this whole everyone's got their nose in everybody else's business kind of thing, you know, and that can kind of prevent people from reaching out because they don't want to be the talk of the town, or, you know, that kind of stuff. And so having this online platform where we work with these people, they can do it from the privacy of their own home, from their own, you know, that create their own comfort and get the help that they need to start getting back up on their feet. And being the best versions of themselves and living a really wholesome, fulfilling life. I spent too long not living my life to not want to live my life, if that makes sense.
It makes it sound like a lot of pain and yeah, like you said, strung out struggle has led you to what could be, from my point of view, perceived as your purpose to be online and be a service for these other women that have had similar struggles. Would that be right?
Yeah. And it was my own self-infliction. Like it was my own thought processes that were just kind of all over the place, and I couldn't make sense of anything. And I was believing that all this stuff was real, and it was literally in my head, right? I mean, that doesn't make it a bad thing. I just needed someone to help me organize it all and put it into perspective and get myself back into a healthy space physically as well as emotionally. And I think the biggest connection I made during that time of my life was just how important it was to actually nurture my physical health to maintain my mental health. Like, I didn't realize that the two are very closely connected, and that's something that I working with my clients is that I bring into relationship is, well, you know, how are you looking after yourself? You know, because that plays a really huge part in that. So, yeah, that's kind of why I do what I do, because I want other women to be able to have a really fulfilling life. I know that they can control that, and they can build that in whatever way they want.
Oh, I love that. And you're walking the talk, sister. Well done. It's so cool. Yeah, just shout out to you. Shan. Shan. Why do you do what you do, honey?
Well, I'm going to bring a big topic down off the shelf at this early in the morning. Is that cool?
Get my dog out of here. She don't need to hear this. It's going to be heavy, puppy. Hold on.
Mine stems from really hitting like the bottom of the pit severely and being quite suicidal for many, many years. So I had chronic depression since I was 13. So in my regression work that I did for myself, it was 13 years of age when I decided that I was depressed. From, you know, some things that occurred in childhood. And I also had like generalized anxiety disorder. I was high functioning. I worked in high corporate for a long, long time and did some amazing shit. But the whole time in the background, I was a fucking wreck. And I, you know, the more that my, you know, the older I got, it wasn't getting better. And I actually got to the point in my life where I believed wholeheartedly 100% that I was going to have to live like this for the rest of my life. And eventually it started to get me down and I was just wearing out. And there were several suicides in my life. So people that I knew very closely, including my mum's best friend, she suicided. Her daughter then went on to suicide several years later. My cousin suicided, and then my other cousin's eldest son suicided. So all of this happened over the course of 20 years, but it was during that time where I was facing my own mortality, I guess, and the choice of whether to be here or not. And I was caught. So I felt even worse because I couldn't do that to anyone. I already knew what the fallout looked and felt like for people. There was no way I wanted to contribute that as well to other people. So for me, it was like more stuck than stuck. And it just led to a massive fall down onto my knees in the pit of despair when I was around about 33, 34. And it was Leanne that I rang one day sitting on the side of the road. I'd gone out for lunch at work.
Leanne? Who's this fucking Leanne chick?
Who's this Leanne chick? Yeah, I got in the car. I was crying. I was going to work crying every day because I was just splitting out. And, yeah, I just rang her and I said, I don't know what to do anymore. I can't do this anymore. And it just so happened that her husband had been away to a pretty marvelous men's weekend retreat here in Australia. And she said, we should go do the women's one. And I was like, well, I got nothing left to lose here. I've got nothing left. So if I don't do something, it's nothing. So off we went. And it was that weekend, it was September 2015, where we both discovered the thing that is life coaching and mindset coaching and somatic work and holistic healing. And it blew the tops right off our heads in a really good way. And we knew within 3 days, and when we came home that weekend, we were fully transformed. We weren't healed, but we knew that that was the start of something huge that even we could never fathom where this would go. So fast forward to now, you're now seeing us on the flip side of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of personal healing work that we've done in lots of different modalities and experimenting with lots of different ways to heal our bodies and our minds. And then I guess so my why after that huge story, thanks Shan, story
time. Oh, I was a bit fucked. So I'm like, that's the technical term for struggling.
Exactly. My why is just we don't have to be stuck, but I get it. I get why people believe they are. I'm absolutely here to tell every single person that no matter how deep that pit of despair goes, there is a way back up out of it. And I'm just like, I will spend the rest of my life preaching that now to every man and woman who wants to listen to me.
Yeah.
That's the thing too. I often think, like, if I was like really struggling, you know, which I have done in the past, and if I was needing support and somebody to you know talk to and get that support from, like, yeah, somebody who has had that lived experience, like, yes, it's great to have. And the thing is, you guys have the formal education as well, coupled with that life wisdom and experience that you've lived through those challenges, like, fucking hell.
No, it's heavy.
That shit.
Yeah.
University. I'm like you really can't. Oh, there's the dog. She's like, this is heavy. I'm getting the fuck out.
Yeah. Just let me out.
Too much, women. Too much. You guys are too much.
Jamie, way too early.
So I heard you mention about modalities and like the lots of the different ways to heal and reintegrate and transform and things like that. So, like, to talk us through just very briefly. So if Mary on the street watches this, good old Mary, it has to be Mary on the street. So Mary's on the street and she's like, I resonate. I hear some of these things. I've got some of these struggles too. And they reach out to you. Like, what are some of the modalities that you would perhaps, obviously it's a very generalized question, but what are some of the things, what are some of the modalities that you both use with people that are looking for support and help?
It's a bit of I use a bit of a combo of NLP, so neuro-linguistic programming, which is the language of our mind. So it's literally the way that we talk to ourselves and, you know, teach the client how to reframe and reprogram the way that they're talking to themselves so that it's useful rather than being unuseful. Timeline therapy for like clearing work. I rely a bit more, I'm sort of lean more a bit towards like the hypno side. I find my clients like that. They're a lot more responsive because they're a bit more relaxed. So is generally a client to client basis, right? Because usually we get in the chair, we have a chat, I find out, you know, a bit of information, why you're here, what do you need, what are you looking for, where do you want to be, those kinds of things. Generally, what I've come across is it's more so emotional self-regulation is where we start. Where I start with most clients is just that ability to find out what emotions that they experience most often, which ones create the most stress in the body or most problems for them. And we just kind of start there and we learn how to emotionally self-regulate as an adult. Because if that process has been interrupted as a child, or you haven't had a parental figure in your life that was able to emotionally self-regulate yourself, then, you know, as you become an adult, you don't have the capacity to emotionally self-regulate and you become more reactive rather than responsive. And just after a couple of sessions of doing that, clients have discovered that they can actually respond to life rather than lighting up their nervous system and being reactive and getting stressed and all of that kind of stuff. So that's kind of how I work with my clients.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's a really good insight. That's a really, really good insight. Shan, do you have any sort of nuance or anything to that? Or you?
No, we're both trained in the same thing, and we've done that for a purpose because as a team and as Think Coaching, we want to be able to provide the same support no matter who someone's working with, because sometimes we will shift clients between us depending on the approach that we want to take with them or they want to take with us. So it's, you know, like you get both of us kind of thing. So we made sure that we were both fully trained across the modalities that we use, but we're also both, we love breath work. There's nothing better than just going to the cosmic town with breath work. And for me, my major thing is emotional resetting, and that's through the timeline work or the hypnotherapy. I'm also a counselor specializing in mindfulness therapies. But I think above and beyond, it's about getting the nervous system to do the work. And that's where our focus goes first and foremost. We're both trained results coaches as well. But we find for us in the mental health space, it's about getting the nervous system calmed down. And it's about, you know, using those very, just those basic modalities there to get that happening. Yeah. Once someone gets their nervous system under control, they don't need coaching necessarily after that. This is the beauty of it. They don't need to hang around. Like once they get shit sorted in their nervous system, they're up and running again. It's easy.
Wow. That's such a great point. Such a great point. I really hope people that are listening or watching like really get that. Cause I sat here and just thought, yeah, I hadn't necessarily heard transformative work explained like that. But even in my little primate brain, I'm like, wow, that makes total sense. Like makes complete sense to me. I really get that. And so like if I'll use Mary again, because Mary's looking for
Mary.
Shout out to all the Marys out there. Love
Mary. She's top notch. Yeah.
She is top notch. My grandmother's name was Mary. She was beautiful. So Mary's looking around. How like just even like very, very subtly talk us through. Mary reaches out. What does a pathway look like generally with you guys? So Mary reaches out, needs some support. Yeah, she might have some postnatal stuff going on, some generalized anxiety. What does that look like for Mary? Like the process of working with you both.
Yeah, well, we both offer a free inquiry call, and that can be, we set it at 30 minutes. Sometimes though they can go for a while because we want to have a big chat around what it is that they're actually working through. What are the current challenges? What are they aware of? You know, we really want to get an understanding of the human being behind it all. But it's about building a relationship during that first chat. That's free. There's no strings attached there. We just have a chat, sit down, have a coffee online, have a chat, talk about it all. And between us both, sometimes we'll refer to one another because we'll just get this vibe, we'll get the understanding that maybe this person might resonate with the other a little bit more. Sometimes we refer out. We've got a huge network and, you know, you're part of it, Jamie. We've got a massive network of people who do this work. So we sit down and have that big chat, and then there's a bit of a plan or a bit of a play there. Like we'll start off with a few sessions just to give them a taste of what's to come. Some people only need that. Others stick around for a bit longer and really go to town and really get the work done. But for the most part, we will sit down with them first and foremost and just suss out, are we a really good match because that's so important if you're going to go deep within and really look at someone, you know, help someone to look in the mirror at themselves. You want to be that mate, that buddy, that friend, that mentor who's going to be there next door, walking the path with them, not doing it for them, but being wholly there with them. So for us, we're very, like, we prioritize building a friendship or a relationship first, first and foremost. Yeah, that definitely. That's a freebie, that one. We don't want to work with anyone who's not ready to do the work. We want to make sure they're fully motivated and ready. So that's, yeah, they just book in online and we have that chat. And if we need to, we have another chat.
Yeah, that's just so good. Like, that's such a great approach. And like you said, get to offer that. So there's, yeah, like you said, no strings attached. It makes it, people can get in contact with confidence knowing that they're not, you know, they're actually just going to have a chat with a couple of very real people. And that's wonderful. That's so good. So good. What's some of the, you know, what's sort of the common, I know there'd be lots of differences and things like that with what people are coming to you guys for, but what, I mean, just roughly, what are some of the common challenges that women nowadays are reaching out for? Like, what do they come to see you guys for? Like, or what's the things that you guys experience a lot of?
I've had a lot to deal with anxiety. And when I say anxiety, like, there's a huge spectrum of anxiety. There's social anxiety, there's parental anxiety, you know, there's so many different flavors of it. So that's kind of been one of the common threads. And also just, like, exhausted. Like, they've just overextended themselves in so many parts of their life, but they haven't actually given anything back to themselves. And they, you know, don't realize that you've got to fill this cup first before you start pouring into other people's cups. So they're continually pouring from an empty cup, right? Those kind of things are more about coming back to themselves and connecting with themselves and what's important to them, and just having that understanding that, you know, that's what they need to do first. You know, they're their first priority. So
for the mums, hey, the mums.
Right, because when you have a baby, most mothers all of a sudden, like, they put themselves, and like, I know this because I did it, I put Leanne on the shelf when the baby was born and she just disappeared, and then all of a sudden I was this mother to this little thing that all she wanted to, I was a 24-hour tuck shop, I was her cleaner, I was the house cleaner, I was my husband's cook, like, there was nothing for me because I was attached to this little thing 24/7, and it was exhausting. And she just cried all the time, and I couldn't do anything to look after her, or I didn't feel like I was doing enough for her. So I kept giving more and more, which then created that cycle of complete burnout, I guess, as a parent.
You were saying, yeah.
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 There'd be many ladies listening to that going.
Women are not taught that even though you have this baby come into your life, you're actually still fucking important. Like, you actually have to prioritize yourself so that you can look after this baby. Mm. And we're not taught that. We're taught that once the baby's here, like, off you go. This is your thing now. This is your job. You do this and nothing else matters. And it's just so far from the truth. Yeah. So. Yeah.
What about you, Shani? What do you think, mate? What do you sort of
common? Yeah, anxiety, I think, is the most common theme. The thing I want every woman to know, and I also work with men too, so that's just something on the side. We focus on women, but I also do collaborations on the side where I actually have great success working with men. So for me, I will go right to town on the depression and stuff, but for women, we commonly see the anxiety. Anxiety is a consequence of low self-esteem, lack of ability to regulate, you know, they've dropped out of themselves, lack of connection with self. So they're coming to us with anxiety and feeling blocked and feeling low. But we know that that's the outcome of several things that aren't occurring within that person. On the men's side of things, so I've worked successfully with returned servicemen who have been suicidal or dealing with quite heavy depression for a long, long time. So PTSD as well. So the men's side, I tend to find that they are either, the common themes is depression, can be a bit of anxiety, but more it's that heavier feeling. Whereas for women, it's the worry, it's the the heightened anxiety that's occurring because they're trying to manage too much shit and they're just not connected to themselves. Mm-hmm. But yeah, depression and anxiety, that's where I come from for myself. So of course that makes me the expert now on what it is that I do with for people. Yeah.
Like I'm rolling in the door thick and fierce. It was funny, I was sitting, the reason I was smiling is I thought, you're fucking reading my mind, because that was my next question. Do you work with women as well? Shanza, yeah. Shan, you've always been a step ahead girl. You're
like, I know, it gets the better of me though, right? Like sometimes yeah, I'm just too far ahead for myself.
Reading shit. Stop that shit. Yeah, stop that shit. Ladies, look, I'm mindful of time and I feel like even though I know you both and respect you both a lot, I feel like I even know you even more, just a little bit more backstory and why you do what you do and how you do it as well and what you do. Any sort of closing thoughts or things you want to share, and I mean anything that bubbles up that you want to sign off with, I think that would be really, really amazing. Me personally, I'm really grateful for your time and I appreciate the fact that you guys have given some of your time this morning to chat with me, and I hope a lot of the both female and male listeners get curious, and even if they're running a bit rough, hit a bit of turbulence, not putting themselves first or feeling some of those depressive experiences and stuff, I really hope they take you up on your ability to have a free chat and things like that. But yeah, I think the world of you both, and I thank you. But yeah, any final thoughts, ladies? Anything you'd like to share?
I think you just got to choose yourself. That's the thing. If you feel, there's no such thing as stuck. It's only a perception. So any thoughts otherwise, it's just thoughts. You know, think is all about thoughts, habits, ideals, neurology, and know-how. That's why we came up with that. So if someone is feeling stuck, it's just something that they're repeating to themselves over and over, they're starting to believe in. So really it's just get up and do something about it, and surround yourself with the right people who can help you make magic happen in life. That's what we've all done. You've done the same, Jamie. Leanne's done it. I've done it. It takes a tribe. If you're not tapped into a tribe, go find one, because they are out there.
Oh, dropping the mic. Leanne, no pressure. You got it.
Well, actually, I was just looking at your sign at the back that says you are what you think.
Yes.
And I quite often say to my clients, also, you are not the thoughts that you think that are not useful. Because sometimes we can get so hung up on, you know, we have thousands and thousands of thoughts and little things going on in our brain all day, and it might just take one where you go, oh, shit, did I say that? Because this was shit that used to spin me out. I used to have these conversations and go, whoa, that was fucking dark, man. Where did that come from? And it would freak me out that I could think these things, but it's literally just your brain is just doing shit in the background, but that doesn't mean it's who you are.
Yeah,
you don't have to put weight on that, and you can just go, okay, well, that was interesting, see you later, and just let it pass through. Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a practice, you know, you gotta work on that a little bit, but yes, you are what you think if it's useful to you and it's going to benefit you. But if it's not useful and it's not benefiting you, then it's actually not yours. Yeah. get it out the door and get rid of it, because it is not who you are.
Preach.
Oh, here she comes again, just sprinkling that Leanne dust everywhere. Laters. Well done. That's the best. The ladies from Think Coaching and Hypnotherapy, Shan and Leanne, thank you so much for your time. It was the best catching up with you guys again, and I know people will get lots and lots of wisdom and insights from you both. Thank you.
Big love for you.
Thanks
my
for
brother.
Having us, thank Jamie.
You. The Pure Jamie Milne Podcast.